Hey kids, welcome to Jesus and Me Clubhouse. I'm KC. I'm so glad you could join us today. Let's say our motto. Repeat after me. I will tell my friends.
I will tell my friends.
So they can know God.
So they can know God.
Here's something I know about God. God wants us to love others like He loves us.
Oh, that does it! I'm gonna kill that cat! KC, I need your help!
I know, Squeakers. I could hear you. Let me pray for you.
Oh wow. I hadn't thought about praying. Do you think God would actually help me?
Well, of course God would help you, Squeakers. God loves you.
That's right! Okay, KC, pray that God helps me kill that cat.
Oh, no, wait a minute. God loves the cat, too.
But how could God love a cat? Especially that cat. There was a crumb of cheese on the kitchen floor, and every time I run out of my home to go get that cheese, the cat chases me back in.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Squeakers, but that's no reason to kill the cat. She's just playing with you. What you need to do is love her.
Me? Love a cat? No. I don't think that's possible.
Of course it is. We're supposed to love others the way Jesus loves us. That's why I always say, I love others like Jesus loves me.
Jesus did love me when I was a rat. Well, I wasn't a rat. I'm a mouse, but I acted like a rat.
I know what you mean.
Well, I suppose I could try being nice to the cat, but it would be a lot easier if I had a little bit of cheese in my stomach.
As soon as I finish here, I'll feed the cat, and that should keep her busy long enough for you to get your cheese.
Okay, thank you, KC. Bye-bye.
Of course, I could just give you some cheese. Bye, Squeakers.
KC, I quit.
What's the matter, Stacy?
Look at what that cat did to my doll.
Stacy, don't quit. Maybe we can work something out.
I was hoping you'd say that. I know just what to do.
Well, I know just what you should do, too. In fact, that's what we're learning about today in the clubhouse. God wants us to love others the way Jesus loves us.
Wait a minute. You want me to love the cat after what he did to Sophie?
Who's Sophie?
My doll. I can't love the cat after what she did. I have to quit. Unless you get rid of the cat.
I can't get rid of the cat. Besides, how do you know if the cat broke your Sophie on purpose? Maybe it was an accident.
It's either the cat or me, KC.
Sometimes people hurt us or hurt someone we love, and it makes it really hard to love them. But I don't think the cat meant to break Stacy's doll. The cat's not mean like that. Stacy just needs a little time to calm down, and then she'll forgive the cat. Everything will be okay.
I once heard a story about a man whose job was to collect money from people. Now, people hated this guy, but because he was stealing money from them. If they owed 5 coins, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If they owed 5 coins, he would tell them that they actually owed 10, and then they would have to pay him the 10. He would then take the 10, and he would keep 5 for himself and turn the other 5 into work. Now, people knew he was stealing from them, but if they didn't pay him the full 10, they would end up going to jail. So, one day, he's out and about collecting money, and he sees this huge crowd of people in the street waiting for this man named Jesus to come by. Well, he wants to see Jesus because he's heard stories of Jesus, and now he wants to see him for himself. So he tries to fight through the whole crowd to get to the front, but nobody would let him. Now, Zacchaeus was really short. So what he had to do is he had to climb up this tree that was nearby. He climbed up really high, and just at that moment, Jesus was walking by and stopped. And he looked up in the tree where Zacchaeus was. And the crowd of people was like, oh, Jesus is going to tell Zacchaeus that he's been bad and he's going to discipline him. Ooh, Zacchaeus is in big trouble. But Jesus didn't say anything like that to Zacchaeus. Jesus said, "Hey, Zacchaeus, come down, for I'm going to go have dinner at your house tonight." So Zacchaeus climbed down the tree and they went to dinner. Now, the people that were there, I would imagine they were mad because they hated Zacchaeus. They hated him so much they wouldn't let him to the front to see Jesus. So they kept him in the back, so he had to climb the tree. They hated this guy and they wanted Jesus to also hate him. But Jesus doesn't hate anybody. In fact, Jesus loves everybody. And one of the things that Jesus tells us to do is to love other people. It's really easy to love somebody that's nice to us, but it's hard to love somebody who's mean to us or who doesn't act right like Zacchaeus. It's hard to love somebody like that. But Jesus tells us that we are to love other people just like he loves us. In fact, our memory verse today is John 15:12. Can you say it with me? Okay, repeat after me. Here we go. Say, "I love others like Jesus loves me." That's right. It's part of our spiritual exercise. Let's say it one more time. Say, "I love others like Jesus loves me." Great job.
Let's get our hearts and minds ready to learn the Bible verse.
I thought Christians were supposed to love others.
We are supposed to love others, Hart.
Well, somebody forgot to tell Stacy.
Stacy will be fine, Brain. You, on the other hand, have a Bible verse to learn.
Another one?
Bring it on, Casey. Me and Bible verses, we're meant to be together.
Okay, today's verse is John 15:12. I love others like Jesus loves me. Let's say it together, boys and girls. I love others.
I love others.
Like Jesus loves me.
Like Jesus loves me.
Hey, isn't that one of the verses you say during the spiritual exercise?
That's right, Brain. We usually do pinky push-ups when we say this verse.
Oh, no. I can't do it.
Me neither.
Why not?
We don't have any pinkies.
That's okay. We're not doing spiritual exercise right now anyway. We're just trying to say the Bible verse.
What's the verse again?
Let's say it, kids. I love others.
I love others.
Like Jesus loves me.
Like Jesus loves me.
I love others like Cheez-Its love me.
Did you say Cheez-Its?
Yeah. They're those little crackers that taste like cheese. They love me. They just fly into my mouth.
Okay, it's I love others like Jesus loves me, not Cheez-Its.
Oh, that's right. I remember now. Pinky push-ups without the pinkies. John 15:12. I love others like Jesus loves me.
John 15:12. I love others like Jesus loves me.
Good job, Brain. Thanks, Hart. Now it's time for today's Bible story.
I can't wait to hear it.
And I can't wait to do it.
It's the hearer
and the doer
of God's word who's blessed.
Jesus was making his way through the town when Zacchaeus tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way.
Excuse me, pardon me, can I get through here? I can't see. Short man in the house. What am I going to do? Jesus will be here any minute, and I can't see. Hey, I just got a great idea.
I'm getting hungry, Peter.
So am I. Where should we eat?
Zacchaeus, come down quick. I'm going to your house to eat.
Jesus, do you know that man?
No, but my Father in heaven does.
He's a tax collector!
Master, they say he's a tax collector. Nobody likes tax collectors. They cheat people out of their money.
I'm sorry I was up here in the tree, Jesus. I couldn't see over the crowd of people. The people here don't like me at all. Are you sure you want to come to my house?
Lead the way, Zacchaeus.
Boys and girls, God loves everyone, and because he loves, he gives to everyone. For God so loved the world, he gave us Jesus. Why? To take away our sins so he can live in our hearts. If you want to ask Jesus to come live in your heart, then I want to pray with you. Dear God,
dear God,
thanks for sending Jesus.
Thanks for sending Jesus
to die for my sins.
To die for my sins.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Be the boss of my life.
Be the boss of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Casey, thought about what you said. I've decided I'm forgiving the cat.
Good, Stacy. I'm proud of you.
Time for spiritual exercises. Everyone stand up on your feet. Here we go. You ready? Repeat after me. Stretch it up real high. I love the Lord with all my heart. Now show me your muscles. God is good. All the time. I'm not afraid. God is with me. Good. Now show me your Superman pose. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Nice work. Now these are my favorite. Pinky push-ups. Up, down, up, down. I love others like Jesus loves me. Whew, that was a good workout. All right, let's cool it down. Let's stretch it out. I obey my parents, for this pleases God. Woo, good job, kids. Now, just shake it out, turn around if you want. Woo! Good job, kids. I'm proud of you.
Casey, you know what my favorite part of the clubhouse was today?
No, what was it?
Oh, I liked it when Squeakers cut the cheese.
Squeakers didn't cut the cheese, Fuzzy. That reminds me, I have to go feed Squeakers. Before I do, why don't you tell us what you learned today, Fuzzy?
I learned that cowboys ride horses because horses are too heavy to carry.
That is not what we learned today, Fuzzy.
What did we learn?
God wants us to love others.
Oh, that's right. We love everyone, even if they're short and collect wax in their ears.
Fuzzy, I think you're talking about Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector, not a wax collector.
You mean he put taxes in his ears?
Never mind. I love others like Jesus loves me. John 15:12. Can you say that, Fuzzy?
Oh, yeah. I love others like Jesus loves me. John 15:12.
Very good. Now say goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, kids. See you next time at the Jesus and Me Clubhouse.